Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast, sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Today's show being brought to you by our good friends at Kratzer Insurance. Homeowners, auto, life, business insurance, if service and price are important to you, check them out in Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. In the Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have everybody on board today. Yesterday, we had a chance to talk with Charlie Kimball. That's on our podcast, by the way, about life as a type 1 diabetic and as a race car driver. You can check out Charlie and company. They'll be down at the Baltimore Grand Prix Labor Day weekend, so very close to us once again. Today, Dwayne Anderson will be our guest, the newest member of the Penn State basketball coaching staff, played on the Final Four team at Villanova. Had been playing in Europe, but has decided to transfer from playing, where he's actually in his prime as a player, to being an assistant coach. And we will talk to Dwayne a little bit later in the show at 3:35 about the Penn State basketball trip to Europe, Tim Frazier, some of the freshmen, and his initial thoughts on being an assistant coach at this stage of his life. Tomorrow, Tony Knopp, the CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management, will join us. On Thursday, Donnie Collins from Scranton. On Friday, we will have Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, joining us, and Mark Wogenrich from Allentown. So that's the lineup we have this week. Plus, the Kevin Herr rant of the day. What's today's rant?
I don't know. I always like making it a surprise for you, because I don't want you to be prepared so you have a comeback right away for it. I want you to be able to experience it as it happens.
Time now for Above the Noise with Dan Patrick.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on Pre-Auction Blowout.
Like a 2006 Ford Explorer, 4-liter XLT, new rotors and brake lining, just $10,995. 2011 Ford Fiesta, 4-door sedan, $12,494. 2009 Honda Accord, 4-door LX, just $13,998. 2006 Pontiac Solstice, 2-door convertible, super low miles, only $15,520. 2011 Hyundai Sonata, 2.4-liter hybrid for just $17,887. And a 2010 Honda Odyssey, 5-door EXL, $22,775. Call 888-536-8017.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24-7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Well, let's hear your list of concerns from last night.
Well, first, I had to play the Eagles fight song because they've announced a starting quarterback.
Yes, Michael Vick is the starting quarterback. He's had an excellent preseason so far and seems to have a very good grasp on what the offense is. So does Nick Foles, but the difference is I think Vick's mobility wins out for him. Foles has been sacked 6 times in 2 games. So I think in the end, that mobility is a big plus for Michael Vick.
Are you surprised?
No. I thought he'd win it from the time they went in. I give him a lot of credit for the way he has handled himself, the extra film study he's put in, the extra ball handling work before practice that he's put in. He's obviously been very serious about winning this job, and it shows. And his mobility is going to help him. Michael Vick has been a good NFL quarterback. He has not been a great NFL quarterback. He won, really, the marquee moment for him was when he won the one playoff game with Atlanta at Green Bay. which is the first time the Packers had ever lost a playoff game at Lambeau Field. Ever. But that really has been the highlight. He's had some outstanding athletic moments. He's been really the Atlanta Hawks of quarterbacks. Really, for the most part, in the middle.
The Atlanta Hawks of quarterbacks.
Well, but you know, the Hawks are a good basketball team, but they're not good enough to win a championship, but they don't fall back into the pack either. Michael Vick has always been not among the elite quarterbacks, but he's also never fallen back to an also-ran either. He's always been a very good NFL quarterback. Not really that accurate, but with a good arm and really can run.
Now go ahead and ask your question again.
After last night, what concerns you?
Offensive line. Big concerns. The line actually played offensive. I thought the secondary was eh. At one point, I'm sitting there like, wait a minute. Rex Grossman is ripping the secondary apart right now. This is the third string quarterback in Washington, ripping the first string secondary apart. Between that and the offensive line, yeah, I think the offensive line is one, secondary two.
And the individuals scaring you?
Durability at running back? That's a big scare right now.
Yeah, look at him doing an MRI, I think, on his foot.
Durability at running back is a big scare right now. Because I'll tell you what, there's really not a ton there. Dwyer's, I mean, he runs the ball quite well. But the problem is, he doesn't know the term high and tight on how to carry the football. And that football pops out way too much. Defensively, though, if Jones can play linebacker, corner, on both sides, and maybe in the dime package every now and then, I think we'll be fine. But I don't think he can play more than one position. He looked really good again last night.
Well, he's a good player. He's a good pick. Bell will be too. They just have to get him out there.
Just have to get him healthy.
Look, if the Steelers beat Tennessee on opening day, will it really matter what they did in the second preseason game against Washington?
No. And I concede that completely. But you have to admit, watching that offensive line, that first, and now I understand the Redskins' defensive line is not bad. Okay, they're not bad at all.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. So.
Well, you didn't miss much. The offensive line was a sieve. A sieve. I mean, the interception, the pick six that Ben threw was, I mean, wasn't the best pass in the world, but he had to get rid of it way too quick, and it was picked off by a guy who shouldn't intercept footballs. But that's simply because he was in the right place. He was coming in, picked it off before Ben could throw to his outlet because there was pressure on him. And you just can't do that. You just can't have that happen. I think we went into my rant of the day a little early.
I knew when I saw the score that I was about 20 hours away from panic.
Hey, listen, I'm just glad the offense scored a touchdown. I mean, that's the first time the offense scored a touchdown since, what, mid-December?
Well, Moy scored it. That I do know.
Yes. And that was a very, very good pass. I think that was Jones in at that point?
Yes, Landry Jones.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought he was in at that point.
So,
but believe it or not, I'm really not as concerned about receivers as I am the offensive line, the secondary, and running back right now. You remember 2 months ago, What was that? What did I say I was worried about? I was worried about who was going to step up at receiver. Then a couple injuries, and I was really worried. No, nah, that's not a worry anymore. That worry is gone.
Oh, good. Yeah, the mere fact that...
Tomlin's big worry has got to be finding some protection for Roethlisberger, or there's going to be, or Gretkowski's going to get some playing time.
Well, they picked up Gretkowski because, right. I mean, that's a perfect backup right. in the NFL.
Yep.
He's experienced. The speed of the game won't affect him. Will he be effective for you over 12 consecutive weeks? No, but can he help you two consecutive weekends? Yeah.
The thing I ask myself as a fan is, does the backup quarterback make me feel comfortable that my team can win with him at the helm? And I'll be honest with you, I don't have any problem with that. I feel comfortable with that. Charlie Batch, for a long time, I felt comfortable. If Charlie Batch started the game, I wasn't worried.
Well, now you have Gretkowski. You're fine.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter who you put in the offensive line. You got a backup. You're good.
It's just when it gets down to the third quarterback, who is just learning everything in the NFL, I'm not really confident there.
No,
I mean, I think I will be. I will be.
Look, there's no name one third string quarterback in the league.
Tim Tebow.
And
if Tim Tebow's in the game, I feel confident we can win.
Yeah, on your side, yeah.
No, that's not what I meant. Although that was a funny twist on it.
Hmm.
No, if Tim Tebow's my third string quarterback and he gets in the game, I'm not upset about that. I'm not worried about that. You can't say that for many third string quarterbacks.
I mean, there aren't many. Landry Jones, Ryan Nassib, he'd be a third string quarterback. With the Giants, David Carr be too.
White looked like he was, you know, he was a little excited when he got into the game for the Redskins.
Pat White is not an NFL quarterback.
I didn't say that. But I agree with Gruden. The reason he's there is so that they can keep the team comfortable with an RG3 style offense, because Rex Grossman is not going to be that kind of quarterback.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Grossman is going to be that quarterback, and neither is Cousins.
Right. Exactly.
So that's what his purpose on the team is for right now. But, you know, it was interesting to see him in there. I thought, wow, he's really excited to be playing in the NFL, because that ball went 30 yards over the guy's head.
He's not an NFL quarterback. Just like I pointed out many times between Braxton Miller and Taylor Martinez, they're two outstanding college quarterbacks, but neither one of them is an NFL quarterback. A.J. McCarron may be closer to an NFL quarterback than Miller or Martinez. And A.J. McCarron is not going to make a first-team All-America team, but he's closer to being an NFL quarterback than those two guys are.
Speaking of rookie quarterbacks, Smith is going to get the start for the Jets.
Well, he's a better thrower of the football than Mark Sanchez. There is a bottom line. He is a better thrower of the football. Sanchez is not a great thrower of the football. Now, he has a better handle on the speed of the game and so forth, but he's not a great thrower of the football. Smith is. Smith will outthrow him.
By the way, I should clarify, in the next preseason game, not in the opener yet. There hasn't been decided. And this just in, Major League Baseball has suspended Ryan Dempster 5 games for hitting A-Rod.
They should have.
Yeah. I don't have any argument with that.
They should have. He barely misses a start. I mean, it's 5 games. So
see, that's what goes back to what you were talking about a few months ago with suspending pitchers. You have to suspend pitchers differently than you suspend position players.
Right. Exactly. You have to take into account who it is. If it's a relief pitcher and you suspend him for 5 games, it's legit. It's fun, you know.
Well, unless it's Papelbon, and then he may not get in for 5 games anyway. But he did last night and got the save.
There'll be a parade later today. We're looking forward to it. We'll have complete coverage here live.
That's right.
Dwayne Anderson's going to join us in the Sunbury Motors studio, and then we'll have the Bill O'Brien press conference at 4:06. Tomorrow, Tony Knopp, CEO Spotlight Ticket Management, on Kevin's segment that he hates, The Business of Sports.
Oh, yay.
I mean, I'd say you should play a fantasy league, but your life is a fantasy league.
Some days, I'd agree with you.
Shopping for insurance to save money is not an easy thing. What if I told you there's good news for Pennsylvania residents searching to save money on homeowners, auto insurance, RVs, motorcycles, and more? What if I told you you didn't have to sacrifice local personal service? Then call or visit online the Kratzer Insurance Agency in Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland, serving the area now for 50 years.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. We are proud to offer Safeco Insurance at a very competitive rate. Some customers have saved as much as 50% off their premium.
Safeco has been around since 1923 and in 2008 became part of the Liberty Mutual Insurance, a name well known and trusted in the insurance industry. Start saving and be safe with Safeco and Kratzer Insurance.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance. Homeowners, life, business insurance, auto, they'll take good care of you. Price and service mean something to you, and I think to most of us, both are extremely important. Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. Kevin has just gone through a laundry list of problems for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Massive concerns, lighting of candles, trying to import water from Lourdes.
Wait. Do you think if I lit a candle it would help?
Sure, yeah.
I'm willing to try.
Yeah. They just don't do it near, curtains.
Good safety tip.
Public message of this station, the Ad Council. Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Keywords 11 to 15. Hummels Ward joining us in the Sunbury Motors Studio is assistant coach Dwayne Anderson of the Nittany Lion basketball team. Coach, welcome. It's great to have you on board.
Thank you. Pleasure for having me.
Let's talk about Europe. You're eminently familiar with it, as you were explaining to us before. But how, in a team coming together, and there are a lot of new faces here, the freshmen and Allen Roberts and so forth. How did you like the chemistry in the team on the court when they were finally out there together?
On the court, it was great to see, being that I'm a player. So I'm kind of, still in the player mindset, trying to transition to being a coach. But it was great to see the guys just trying to play together as much as possible, and they just, came together.
The next part is, a lot of people want to know about Tim Frazier. Now, you, of course, would only see Tim Frazier from tape from a couple of years ago, but what does the 2013 version of Tim Frazier look like to you?
The 2013 Tim Frazier is, he's the Tim Frazier that you guys, know over the years, and he's a heck of a player.
I want to ask you now about a couple of the freshmen, Thorpe, Woodward. People would like to know a little bit more about them. What kind of game do they bring to the table that, as the former player now turned coach, likes?
Thorpe and Woodward, they're both very scrappy players, and that's the type of player I am. I want to go get on the floor for the loose balls. I want to, mix it up a little bit in the paint, and, also in the wing area. And both those guys, they're not afraid to mix it up with the big guys. So they bring a very competitive edge to Penn State basketball.
What is it like for you going from Patrick Chambers' assistant coach to now being a Patrick Chambers' assistant coach? Because he was your assistant at Nova at one point.
So. Oh, man, it's great for me, because he's always been like family to me. Yeah. And we stayed in contact over the years, and he always told me that I would, he's going to hire me one day. I'm just thinking he's just saying that.
Yeah.
And now it's interesting, being on the coaching side of the business, and I enjoy coming to work every day to work with him, and he's teaching me a lot of things. So, you know, I'm ready for the journey.
In your journey, you wanted to play pro ball, and you did so in Europe. Mm-hmm. And some people can carve out a long career, Glenn Secunda being one who lives around here. You know, Joe Crispin still trying to carve out a career in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, though, about the coaching part that said, you know what, maybe it's time to shelve the playing career. Let's go in this direction.
To be quite honest, I mean, it's the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I mean, this is probably going to be one of the best conference next year. It's something I always wanted to do. And me and my wife, we just said, you know what, why not come into business now? I know I'm kind of early. I'm in my prime basketball-wise.
Right.
To come in this business with someone that I know very well, Coach Chambers, he's family. There's no other better situation to me.
Because you are so recently removed from a player, can you relate to the current players right away in terms of how they think and what their mindset is because you are so close to being removed from it?
Man, it's very familiar because, you know, I could still get on the court and, you know, play with the guys, and, you know, it's not gonna be easy if you play one-on-one or whatever. But, you know, I've been there, done that. Everything they're about to go through as far as, you know, hitting that wall, comes practice, trying to manage school. I've been there, done that. So,
yeah. What your impressions of DJ Newbill right away? Philly guy.
He definitely has that Philly swagger that everyone has been talking about, and that's why, you know, Coach Chambers will make a great addition to this, you know, Happy Valley. It's that Philly swagger, and DJ definitely has that way about him, and he wants to be a winner.
You've been taught. Now, how does it feel on your end to become the teacher?
It's definitely a learning experience because I kind of see it from both sides. And I know, you know, what it takes to, you know, get things done on the court. So that's how I want to teach. Is, you know, I'm going to teach how I've, you know, experienced things when I was playing.
When you played for Jay Wright, what are some things that you picked up from Jay along the way as an example, along with the example Patrick sets,
mm-hmm.
that you feel they are comfortable in your coaching style?
They both have this one word that we, you know, we really believe in. It's a very powerful word. It's called attitude. There's a lot of things that you can't control in life, but you can control your attitude. And that's something that Coach Chambers and Coach Wright both have installed in me. And that's how I live every day. Attitude is how we, you know, we're going to get things done. And that's what we want to bring to Happy Valley.
Playing in Europe, I'm sure it had to be a great experience for you. And you mentioned you're in the prime of your career. If you wanted to keep going, you could go for several more years if you want. But you wanted to do this. What's it like, though, now to have an opportunity to put roots down here in the States and not have to go year to year in Europe?
It's definitely it's not so much stress anymore. I mean, I love playing. Don't get me wrong.
No, sure.
But yeah. You know, being in the States where you can go to, you know, McDonald's when you want or certain restaurants. I mean, you have McDonald's. It's just different.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, this American air that I can breathe every day is definitely something that I enjoy.
Yeah. You mentioned the enjoyment of going to work every day. What is it about this job? You mentioned Patrick, but what is it about this job that just in a short period of time confirmed that you made the right decision?
I think being around the guys that want to win. Like I said, it's the Big Ten. Like coming to Penn State, you know, I went to Villanova, which is a small school, but just seeing the campus here is just like, how can you say no to, you know, coming, being a part of tradition? That's something that we're trying to build.
Yeah, plus that's the Jordan Center, not the Ski Lodge.
Very true, very true.
I actually did a game, and I think I've done a couple games in the Lodge in my career, but I went past it a couple times when I was covering the U.S. Open. I'm thinking, God, it looks like the Mouse House, the old that you used to go and buy cheese from. give me the importance of the European Tour from your point of view. In terms of learning the players, learning how Patrick wants to coach, and then being on a different spot on the bench with, even though it was a golf shirt, but eventually with a jacket and tie on as opposed to a uniform. How important was that part for you in Europe?
For me, it was very interesting for me to, you know, now that I'm a coach, sometimes I look at coach and see if he's going to, you know, put me in the game.
I'd be tempted. Because he's always looking at me at ways to get me out of the building.
So that was a learning experience for me. And then it was also good for, you know, some younger guys to play, you know, how coach wants them to play. It was great for Tim Frazier to come back. That's his first game in, you know, 9 months. And it looked like he, you know, he's still not the Tim Frazier, but he'll be that very soon. Like, it's special. It's a special thing to watch him play.
Yeah, no question. He has a chance to be a first-team All-Big Ten player for the second time in his career.
Knock on wood. Yes, not.
Yeah,
yes.
Knock on wood. He has that chance. He has a chance to do that. Now, between now and when camp actually gets going the last week of September, what will the schedule be like for this basketball team?
We're gonna get after it on the basketball floor for sure. When we have practices, when we have individuals, school's about to start. So getting some guys here on campus, and it's go time. I'm ready to play and practice right now. So hopefully these guys feel the same way. So we just can't wait to get started.
You've been recruited. Now you have to recruit. Give me your comfort level with that, because it'll be the first few times out for you to do that. You've been on the receiving end of what it feels like, obviously. But that part about recruiting, and what are some of the messages that they want you to get out when you actually sit down and you want to talk to a coach or talk to a player?
You know, being the recruiter now is, you know, just relating to parents and you know, kids. Like, I know what they're about to experience when they go to college, as far as, you know, going to school, managing, you know, practice and academics. So that's something that I bring to the table. And, you know, I've been to, you know, the Final Four when I played. So that's something that I can share. You know, I'm not going to guarantee we're going to get to that point, but I do know what it takes to get to that point. And that's something that I share when I speak with parents and some players.
Yeah, because Patrick Chambers was an important part of that journey in there, and you know how it feels to get through something like that with him.
Man, I'm talking about so many meetings in the gym, countless hours, me and him just getting up shots. I remember, you know, we used to shoot before every game.
Yeah.
And it was amazing that we finally got to experience that together. And now here we are again trying to, you know, build tradition here and hopefully get back to that one day.
It's a different school in some ways, but academics is very important at Villanova. Different school in some ways. But you were recruited, I'm going to guess, what, 8 years ago? Be like 2005 maybe, when you were recruited?
A little bit before that, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What worked? What was their pitch to you that worked for you and worked for your family that was the key that said, Villanova's my school?
For me, Coach Wright said that he wanted me, you know, he wanted to help me be a great player and a great man. So that to me meant a lot. I didn't understand what he meant, but, you know, a lot of other coaches, you know, said some things, but he really stood out to me. And, you know, Coach Chambers was a part of that recruiting process. And, I mean, we just mix well together.
When you're 17 or 18, you don't know what anybody means at that point. I mean, really, you really don't. If you knew then what you knew now, that's an interesting question.
I know everyone could say that in life. If I knew, man, it took me 2 years in order to play at Villanova. I played my junior year, and that's when we started to turn things around. We lost 5 games, and, you know, it was the biggest thing in Philadelphia. So I think that I would have started playing, you know, earlier in my career.
Because there was a player here, obviously, before your time. Well, with me, it's before anybody's time. Bruce Blake. I remember Bruce Parkhill said to me, he said, after 2 years, when he gets to be a junior, this guy's going to be a real player. And you know what? He was absolutely right. When he got to be a junior, he became a real player. Just took him a little bit to get himself conditioning and into the flow and a change. Because how big a jump is it from high school to college in terms of the speed of the game and so forth that you can relate to when a player may be struggling a bit?
The speed is something that you can't really prepare for. I mean, you could do sprints, but when you're playing against on the road, playing against Indiana, playing against Ohio State, like it's a whole nother ball field. So that's something that I could hopefully bring to younger guys to understand at an early age.
Yeah, because you can't describe the footwork and quickness of Aaron Kraft defensively until you actually see Aaron Kraft defensively in front of you.
Exactly. And then I think what I bring is, you know, just be prepared mentally, like, because you're going to come to points in the game where it's like, wow, like, this is crazy. Like, this is what I have to go up against, but that's how I'm built. Like, I'm ready for, you know, whoever's in my way. And that's how I want to pass along to these Penn State young guys that's stepping on the floor.
Dwayne, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here. It'll be a privilege for me to work with you over the next few years, and thanks so much for being here today.
Man, thank you for having me, and I'm looking forward to plenty of more interviews and, and coming here more often.
You can tell he's a rookie when he says something like that at the end. Nobody ever says that. Dwayne Anderson, the assistant basketball coach of the Nittany Lions. Coming up next half hour, Bill O'Brien, as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay, coming up at the top of the hour, news on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Today's show being brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. Look, if price and service matter to you, and I would think that those are two of the biggies, Kratzer Insurance, homeowners, life, auto, business insurance, Kratzer Insurance. Great people, great job, care about you. Michael Vick is going to be the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. No surprise, he's had a very good preseason and appears to have really had a very good grasp on Chip Kelly's offense. So is Nick Foles, for that matter. That's good for Eagles fans. The problem, I think, if there's a determining factor, there are two determining factors that swing at Vick's way. Number one, Foles threw the six interceptions. Number two, Vick has a little bit more mobility. In fact, not a little bit more. He has a lot more mobility.
I think it also helped that he, you know, completed, what, 86% of his passes this spring?
81%, but Foles completed 79%.
Well, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
That's why I know that in terms of the percentages, the numbers are very close. That's why I talked about the six interceptions and Vic's mobility, because I already know the numbers are close. Meanwhile, you're in another day of massive depression in which I have to talk you off the Steeler ledge.
No, I'm not depression, concern.
There's no way to calm you about the Phillies. That ship has sailed.
That ship sunk. That didn't sail.
Okay? You have now put all of your emotional sports eggs into two baskets.
Uh-huh.
The Steelers and whether or not your kid gets in the game.
On Monday night.
Well, it's JV night.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good little break-in for him.
Yeah, I'd be fine if he doesn't get in on a Friday night.
I mean, Rebecca has me on speed dial.
It's not that bad.
Excuse me? What did she say to her friend? It's going to be like this all weekend.
This is
going to
be a real fun weekend.
Let the kid play. Your job is to root for him.
It's really tough watching, though.
For goodness sake.
That's the nice thing about calling the game is you could just focus on what you're doing. Now, sitting in the stands, it's torture. It is torture. I mean, you can't coach him. You can't talk to him. And that goes just for him. There's a lot of kids that I've coached over the years coming up.
Excuse me. For him, those are two
it's
pluses
heaven.
You just
yeah,
pointed out.
It is. It is. It's heaven. It is heaven. No, but that doesn't go for him. It goes for all the kids that I've coached. And now I get a chance to watch them come up and play for the school.
Does it bother you that they're on the field saying, so this is how it's done?
No, when they... Just when they look up into the stands, point and laugh, that's when I get worried. I can see him down there going, hey, look, see my dad up there? He's going to have a coronary before the season's over.
Well, I think we ought to groom a proper backup then.
That kind of hit you between the eyes, didn't it?
We do. We've groomed that for a while. We've been grooming that for a while. You had that planned ever since the first vacation.
Maybe I should come down there and go to a game with you on Monday night. We'll do the show in the Mark Lawrence Memorial Studio.
You know what happened? I would say, hey, guess what? Mr. Jones is coming down to watch the game. Okay. Hopefully I get in.
Right. No, this is what he'd say. This is exactly what he'd say. Why?
It's probably true. It would be, why?
Why?
What, does he have nothing else going on tonight?
I go in there. The entire purpose of me going would be to keep you calm.
No. That's not the purpose for you going. The purpose for you going is your own entertainment. That's the purpose for you going.
Au contraire, mon frère.
You would not be worried at all about my well-being. You would be there for your own entertainment the entertainment value.
No, that's wrong. That's not right. No, you got that one wrong. It would be to go to calm you down. And Rebecca knows I'm right.
Well, listen, she's given up. She doesn't do that anymore. She just hopes that everything goes well so that the weekend is going to be entertaining. That was the one thing she liked about youth football, because it happened late in the day Sunday, so there wasn't a whole lot of time for me to stew over it.
Stew over what? They're kids.
Oh, no, not them, over me. It's like, oh, man, I knew I should have called this in this situation, and I didn't.
Oh, do you realize how much I thought of a game after I was done with the game?
When you got in the car, and that was about the end of it.
Yeah, pretty much when I told the kids to, here are the snacks, enjoy.
I don't know, maybe I'm too competitive.
It's not that I'm not competitive, but when it's over, it's over. See, I want kids to have fun.
Oh, absolutely. That has never been, I thought anything other than that.
I want kids to have fun. I don't think kids have enough fun right now.
I just don't want one of my calls to be responsible for not performing well or winning. I mean, if we just get beat, that's fine. But if it was a bad idea on my part, that's what bothers me.
No, it didn't bother me. It never did. It never bothered me. I made a call, and the other guy did something right. The other guy did something right. You know, my concern was making sure that if something didn't go right, to make sure I kept the confidence of the kids up. Stay positive with them.
Oh, by the way,
if I made a mistake, I told him, hey, that's on me. That was my mistake, not yours.
I just got a message that Mark Lawrence is still with us, so it is not the Memorial Studio yet.
It's funny because the text I got from Drew Kelly.
I am not taking being a part of this. Bill O'Brien, right?
Sure.